And welcome back, Comics listeners. We are, of course, here at the Pittsburgh... Oh, I can't say it one more time. You know where we are. and I'm here with a student of the... I always want to say closed caption comics, but it's the cartoons...
Center for Cartoons.
Yeah, see, you know, too many CCS, CCC, CCD. Right. So, anyway, I'm here with Max Mose. Am I saying that right, Max?
Yeah.
And you go to school there. Do you have any good James Sturm gossip, Max?
Not in particular. I mean, only...
How about Steve Bissett?
Steve Bissett? No, Steve is a clean guy.
Nothing?
No, I mean...
Does James... I mean, because, you know, James is a... You know, he's a closet superhero fan. You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, I totally know that. I mean, you know, he's a pretty inappropriate person, too, if you've ever met him. He'll just... Yeah. You know, say a dirty joke or something.
Yeah, that's it. See, we know about you, James. We know you're listening.
Right.
Anyway, Max, so you're here at the Pittsburgh Comics Festival. It's, you know, it's SPX for Pittsburgh, essentially. And are you in school now?
Yeah, I'm in my second year.
Wowzer, so you traveled all the way from Vermont for this show.
It's an 11-hour drive.
Holy shit, that's a, we thank you for coming down.
Yeah. No, it seems like a... It was a great sort of venue and location, and yeah, we were all about it.
How many of your cohorts have come on down here?
Three others, so four of us in total.
All in one car?
Yeah, all in one car.
You guys, do you have to get a hotel room? You have somebody you know here?
Actually, one of my classmates, her grandparents live here, so we've been crashing.
Oh, you're hanging out at grandma's house. Oh, that's...
No. It's pretty awesome, yeah.
Okay, cool. So so tell us a little bit about what's going on for you, what kind of projects you got going on, where we could find you on the web, you know, what's happening.
Well, first of all, yeah, my blog is maxmose.wordpress.com. Currently, I'm working on a sort of a horror story at sea, so a lot of sea creatures and whatnot sort of attack this yacht. And then I'm also working on an animal encyclopedia, those are my two current projects.
And then what kind of, like, you know, I'm not familiar with your style or anything, so how would you be able to, Mike Mignola plus, kidding.
Kind of, it's very hatchy, so, kind of similar to Edward Gorey in some respects, and it's a little loose and messy, too. So, you know, it's a little Gary Panner, I guess, thrown in there.
Are you a fan of the grid, or how are your layouts working?
It's kind of amorphous. I think I'm kind of, especially because, you know, Dash Shaw is my thesis advisor.
What?
I'm becoming more...
Is that legal?
Shouldn't be. But, yeah, so I'm becoming more... aware of the fact that, you know, you can plan things out, so yeah.
Dash is a planner.
Yeah, definitely.
So any trade secrets that Dash has been able to share with you?
He's let me on to, like, some sort of esoteric knowledge, you know, some books that you know, helped him, I guess,
because, you know, he's a total lunatic, you know? Don't listen to anything he said.
Well, too late.
I mean, that kid's got a bad track record. I mean, you know, you can't, you know, what kind of career is that? Anyway, I'm kidding. But, like, so, you know, tell us, you know, how did you get involved in comics? I'm not, you know, so for the people at home who don't know, you know, like, no, you don't have to promote yourself or anything. I'm just wondering, like, what you're into. Like, what kind of comics did you read when you were a couple years ago? How did you get into comics?
I mean, in addition to, you know, like, Calvin and Hobbes, which is brought up often, in terms of, you know, whenever you're asked that. Life in Hell by Matt Groening was a big influence. You know, I had the Big Book of Hell. My parents had it. And as a kid, you know, it seemed to explain my own childhood to me as I was, you know, a child. And
so do you kind of have a humor vibe in your own stuff?
Initially, I guess I've been experimenting more with long format stuff just because, you know, the college, CCS tends to privilege that sort of, you know, type of storytelling.
Bigfoot style?
You know, just...
You know, I don't see a lot of naturalistic drawing coming out of CCS.
No, it's very cartoony.
Yeah, what's up with that? Do you guys have figure drawing classes?
We do.
Who teaches them?
This guy named Bill. Actually, I don't know his last name. But
I mean, like, keeping figures in proportion throughout the story arc. You know, I mean, are you just doing straight figure drawing, or are you doing figure drawing implementing it into the stories themselves?
It's kind of weird, because the first year, yeah, we have a figure drawing class, but it's never really designated. It's not incorporated into the curriculum, really, in terms of assignments and whatnot.
Yeah, I find that strange. I mean, because, you know, it's like I can see going in and out of cartoony styles, but I think one of the prerequisites for comics is to be able to draw in a, you know, well-proportioned, quote-unquote, realistic fashion. And I think that, you know, could be something useful, you know, if you're even going to draw in a Bigfoot style. I mean, I'm just curious about how that works out, because everything that I see coming out of CCS, and I know I'm overgeneralizing, but I don't see figures in proportion that stay in proportion throughout the story. You see a lot of more cartoony Bigfoot, I call it top shelf style.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how to really respond to that other than, you know, it seems like...
You must defend your school, Max.
I mean, all I have to say about that is that I think a lot of people who go to CCS sort of have a certain look or style that they're going for, and it just tends not to be naturalistic.
Well, which is fine, but I'm just curious about it, because it's just...
I mean, a lot of people also, you know, I don't know, it's a mix of backgrounds, too. So some people come from art school and they can, you know, they have gotten a lot of training in terms of how to draw proportionally, and, you know, are well-trained in terms of figure drawing. Myself, I, you know, don't have much of an art school background. So, you know, for me, it's I'm still learning how to, you know...
Because I think even in, like, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, James Sturm's own work, pretty realistic. Just wondered if that sort of trickled down somehow.
I mean, you know.
Putting you on the spot here, Mac.
I don't know if that's really where people are at. I don't know. I mean, for whatever reason.
Yeah, which is fine. I just wondered if that was part of the curriculum or something.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But... I guess particularly for the second year, you know, we're more focusing on our own work, and that sort of stuff kind of takes the back seat.
No, absolutely. No, I think it's more important to understand your own voice than it is to necessarily draw in some other style. I haven't had an opportunity to speak really with someone who went to school there who could tell me about the, you know, the classes, you know, because, you know, when James and I talk, it's all Vince Coletta. You know, we're only talking about Vince Coletta, The Thing, you know, strictly superhero comics when it's talking to them. Kidding.
Oh, you know.
I know, I'm putting you on. I'm just, so you got to play straight man for me here, James. Please. James is laughing at me or cursing me or something. Anyway, so, forgive me, like, I just was trying to have fun, but, So what else is going on for you? You know, like, you know, do you think maybe you're going to try to get into, like, MoM, or what do you see going on in the future, next couple of years or so?
I mean, right now it's really about sort of trying to refine my own style, and you know, I feel like I have a fairly strong voice, but you know, now it's just kind of a period of experimentation. So I'm really just trying to, you know, find which niche.
Are you being modest, Max? Dash says you're good.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to do my own thing, I guess.
That's cool. I like the covers on your books looked really good. How did you do those?
Photoshop and, you know, a lot of light boxing.
But I mean, like, that's not silkscreen. What is that? Like, where did you get that printed?
Yeah, it's just, it's a digital, you know, print.
Okay. Well, it looks nice.
Thanks.
But, so one more time, give us the website and everything. And
okay, yeah, it's maxmos.wordpress.com.
Thank you so much for visiting us, Max.